Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That was the. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and that and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy. AJ Ditko. AJ Ditko. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are Ketchikan girls. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We take pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before.
This is TAZ, ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio, your host TAZ. And this is a special day that I reserved for a special guest when we just can't get them during the weekend, just got to have them. Caller 425, area code 425, introduce yourself to the people, please.
Hello there. I am Brooke B.K. Archia, a female songwriter and
finds where I used to be at, which is the Northwest. And I'm happy to be on the line with you.
Hey, BK, I'm going to tell you right now, you're also a YouTube star in my eyes because this is when I first caught glimpse of you. Someone had posted one of your joints, I think it was a 1 minute spit, and I was like, whoa, man, let me go check her out for more. After I did my famous Kojak investigation, I got deeper and listened to a couple of your tracks you had posted on some spots online, and I was like, yeah, I got to reach out to this artist and get her on the show because what you were spitting was some deep. It was true hip-hop. It wasn't just the regular run-of-the-mill, you know, everyday hip-hop I hear on the radio or people down here in the A, since I'm in Atlanta, think they doing hip-hop too, and I'm sick of that as well. So explain how you got started.
Explain how I got started. I guess I was, I've been writing for a really long time. I think I started the way a lot of artists start, which is with poetry. And then poetry graduates to melody, and then from there, you know, you start drifting into music and song. You know, I played clarinet for 12 years, so I had, like, a large jazz background, and my mom is a pianist, and she does vocals, and so I kind of grew up with music always present, and, you know, I moved up to the Northwest after I had graduated high school. I'd been writing a lot at that point, but just kind of keeping it under wraps and just developing my skill. And ran into a couple friends of mine who knew some folks that were doing some things. Doc Vapors and Virtue and Mad Hatta, you know, Fontaine, these guys, part of a group called the Fab Saturdays, which were out in Portland. And they had access to a lab and a studio and kicked me down some Tetris beats that, you know, it was like whatever we could get at the time, and I just started writing and putting in the work and found myself in love with the studio process and just never left. I think the moment that I actually blessed the mic the first time, it was like, that, this is where I need to be, this is where I need to go, and shortly after that, I left the Northwest to come to L.A., that was about 7 years ago, to like play in some bigger waters and see really what I could do with what I knew was there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like I said, when I heard on the YouTube 1 minute spit, I was thoroughly impressed because I've listened to a lot of hip hop and it was just deep. And, you know, of course you didn't have no music at the time. It was just a freestyle basically. And I was like, wow. I played a couple times to make sure I caught everything you were saying, and I was just very impressed. The first song I want to play from you is The Hardest Part, and I want you to explain that before I let it rip.
The Hardest Part features two members of Nappy Roots, Skinny DeVille and Fish Scales, and I was fortunate enough to get out to Atlanta to record it and had some great individuals that kind of hooked up a situation for me. And we put together this track one night, and, you know, I mean, I think the hardest part for me is just recognizing that, you know, the wanting of being where you are, know you're supposed to be, that's the hardest part. That's kind of the, you know, the people that can push past that, I think, are the people that hold a specific kind of success. And, you know, I hope to be that individual that when the door closes, you jump out or jump in the window. I mean, you got to keep pushing. You know, it's like people, talented or not, that doesn't always mean that they're built for the business side of this. And as creative as you are, this is a business at the end of the day, and you got to treat your craft as such. And that gets hard. You know, it's hard on the soul. So we put it together, and that's what we got.
Hardest part, BK. BK, what up? Yeah,
Nappy. Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went to places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people want to see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peaks is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart will make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after decision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
The grind don't stop, 24/7. The hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the caddy drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends is best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest.
Was not to like that song. That song was bumping. I love the flow, the music. You also were singing the hook, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Wow. And you wrote the lyrics, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the 16 by Skinny and 16 by Scale, were, they, you know, they wrote that. But everything else, you know, my 16 and the hook itself was mine. I definitely love the songwriting part.
Where do your ideas come from? So I can steal me some, too. So I just need to see where I need to hang out. Where do your ideas come from when writing your songs?
You know what? They come from everywhere. I tend to speak, you know, artists creatively, I tend to speak from things that I know that may be, you know, I know it through somebody else and then I feel equipped to speak on it. Or maybe it's events that have happened to me that, you know, I've decided to share But the truth is that, you know, I just look around me and just allow myself to feel. And normally when I hear a particular instrumental or the moment that the beat drops, it'll recall some emotion, some concept. And, you know, I just kind of get absorbed in that. I fall in love with that and I mold it. You know, I'm probably a melody first writer, lyric second. That's not always true, but generally I will hear the melody first, especially on the singing side of things. And on the spit side of things, I think once you get a sense of conceptually where you want to go, the rhyme for me just comes real natural, and I just kind of let it guide me more than me trying to control it to go in a particular direction.
Have you ever just sung a whole song all the way through?
With a group?
Yeah, I mean, just no spit, just straight singing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely some cuts on the new record, Let My Music Speak, that are just soul singing. And I'm actually working on an album that will just be soulful cuts. So I think there's maybe one track of the six that has a verse on it, but it's definitely more Erykah Badu type soul than it would be kind of more like hardest part where it's more rap driven and then you have these singing hooks. The soul record is definitely a different flavor altogether.
Now, how did people take you when you first came in the joint saying, look, I'm getting ready to spit, I'm getting ready to sing, I'm going to write all these things, you know, this is how we going to do it, this is how it goes down. I mean, how was people, you know, actually accepting you, just, this girl's going to come in and do what? You know, how did you get that across? I guess they listened to a couple of joints like me and was, yeah, you going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends. On a live show network, you know, there's definitely a little hate there, and I like to feed off of that. That's something that I anticipate and I actually enjoy. I'm real humble. I feel blessed to do what I do. So, you know, I try to not have any arrogance. I think we can all learn from each other. So I come in with, you know, a good state of mind and a positive one. And I just kind of allow it to be what it is. So, I mean, how do they interpret me? I think a lot of people underestimate me. You know, I don't look the part. I don't sound the part. So I don't even really come in and say, this is what I do and this is how I do it. I just kind of do it. And they're like,
right,
okay, like we, you know, we can respect that. We understand that. You know, there's not a lot of female MCs that sound the way that I sound tone-wise on the raps that also sing. And yeah. I mean, sing in a way where they, you can tell they really love to sing. I mean, you know, Nicki Minaj is Nicki Minaj, but I don't feel her when she's singing her hooks. I don't really feel her raps either, but all that aside, the formula is attempted there. The formula is there. They're trying to market her as somebody that can do both so that there's that, you know, fluctuation in the album that listeners will entertain. I don't know. Look, there's entertainers have their own place, you know. You know, yeah. I don't know. Entertainers have their own place in the game, and I have a different sort of respect. I definitely see myself as an artist first, and the entertainment comes with the art. And if I can get that point across, then we're good. I've run into a lot of situations where obviously trying to find a way to market and image me has always been a challenge. So I think we just kind of gave up on that and just decided let's make that work for us. The fact that I don't really look or seemingly fit the part, let's just do that. And found that to be real effective. You know, in a live show circumstance, you got everybody looking the same and sounding the same. And if I come out and do a set that's completely different and I look different, then, you know, if I can get you remembering that one song or that one hook at the end of the night, I've done my job.
And the thing that makes your lyrics so deep, you said it, you're an artist first. And that's the key to the whole thing. Because a lot of people are looking for record sales, of course. And of course, not to say that artists are not looking for record sales, but they're more into the art as opposed to other people just doing it to get a quick fix and get a quick hookup with some money, you know, and not really putting the time in and the effort to actually make the art sound like art. So I thank
sure.
you for that, for real.
Well, it ain't gonna stop, you know. That's who I am, and just, you know, I think a lot of people, it's hard, you know, being out in LA. I'll tell you, like, the entertainment world, you see a lot that puts a lot in perspective, and you know, some people feel that they need to give up certain things to get certain things, and it is really tempting. They make the offers really tempting, and they put the stakes really high. And some are going to bite and take the deal, and some aren't. And I decided a really long time ago that it was really important to me just to stick to the craft. And the whole reason I got into it to begin with was that I felt like it was a real craft with real things to say. And that doesn't mean I don't have fun tracks and tracks that are a little bit more mindless than the next. But I wanted even those to have you thinking and appreciate the skill behind the art form. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, that's been successful.
The title of the CD, Let My Music Speak. I'm going to play that song. Explain that one.
Let My Music Speak is definitely, you know, it's the title track. I mean, it kind of says it all in the title, really, but I sat in a lot of industry meetings where they wanted me to change and conform into these different things, and they told me I'd never make it, and I was not a star, and, you know, and I just kind of was like, you know, we're just going to kick back and just let the music speak. I'm done talking here, kind of thing. And I sat down and I penned this track, and I penned it out pretty quickly, and you know, I just wanted kind of an anthemic type song on the record that really spoke about the beauty of just letting the music speak for itself, because so often I feel like that doesn't happen anymore. We watch things now with, you know, 5 costume changes, full live band, pyrotechnics, lighting effects, fog machines. And it's like, at the end of the day, if you heard that same artist that you were so interested in watching on TV, on the radio, and you couldn't see them at all, their music would have to speak for itself. And I think I grew up more in that generation of really listening to the music and letting it speak for itself, regardless of what you looked like or what you were wearing. And, you know, the times have changed and it's become a lot more visual. But I wanted to kind of take it back. So that's what I did.
Surprise that I know know the truth in the booth is my sunrise. Impressionable small minds that need us to unwind and teach them the right way to relate to these times. Soul carry messages, lessons within the sentences. Heaven said melody, keep on relishing with suggestion. Best and I know the power, climbing on top the tower. Minutes turn into hours, and in it you're feeling powered. So still you feel the quiet, music within the silence. Divided in the world of reality and defiance. I don't care, opportunity, please be prepared. Cause in this game of truth and dare, I am ready for an affair. I want them both, being honest but taking a real approach. It's gross, how many rappers start to boast with no reason to toast? They buy a platinum chain, but ain't doing a thing. The song's the same old thing, the dick is called a game. I can't support the name, not feeling what they say. They hear a minute, they spit it, convinced they own things. But what was here today is never here to stay. And in the end of everything, they admit that they being fake. Come on! Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak. Maybe using me, really ain't nothing new to me. Guessing you do the through with me, let my music speak. But save the eyes for later. I'm done with favors, I'm through making excuses. If the strongest are the ones to survive, I'm riding fucking ruthless. Just try to catch me, I'll blow up if you gon' tempt me. I show up just for the showdown, won't bow down to where you sent me. Resent me, my soul is empty. Protect me from all your power. Devour this independency, reasons for you to cower. Serious, know the serious. Furious, meet the hateable. Powerful is decision, and wisdom is for the capable. Looking to be relatable, that's inescapable. Long as I'm staying honest, this goddess won't be mistakable. I feel magnificent, closer to where the magic is. Having it isn't half of the battle, like can I grab it? It's rabbit, it's going faster, but tortoise is breaking habits. And man, it's getting down to the finish, you win the challenge. Gravity got distracted, tortoise just kept on added. In fact, it's a tortoise passed it, and rabbit's not understanding, but I do. It means they on your motherfucking grind, and in time, that finish line is really miles behind you. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak. Guessing you do the through with me. Let my music speak. Wishing granted from energy to the talent and knowledge, and that I have it. Let my music speak. Single-handed, not going the way I planned it, but damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak.
Let my music speak.
Hey, this is Deborah Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz Production online radio show.
Special guest BK off in the house. You have a East Coast to me sound. Now, and you're on the West Coast. I know that's what you said. Okay. I'm trying to balance it. Shouldn't you be on the East Coast plugging this more harder? Because I mean, you know, you don't have a West Coast sound at all.
I think it really just depends on the song. I think when I say, like, I'm a songwriter first, if someone hands me a West Coast banger, I'm going to crush it West Coast style. I think I gravitate towards sounds naturally when I'm trying to find them that tend to have what could be defined as more East Coast type elements, you know, and then maybe that's the jazz in me. But, you know, the West Coast has some really great electronic sounds coming out of it as well. And, you know, I definitely have that side to me also. So it's always hard. I mean, I think that I could go and have a lot of fun over on the East Coast. I've just never taken that step. The West Coast is where my family's at and kind of where I started building this foundation. And, you know, you have your connections here. And even though I have, you know, folks that I work out with in New York, I don't know. Maybe it's just a California kid in me. I'm not really sure. But, you know, the West Coast seems to be treating me pretty well at the moment. So at least for now, we're gonna roll with that. And you know, I take that as a huge compliment that you hear, you know, an East Coast sound. I think lyrically, flipping styles, and you know, there's a special place in my heart for that. And you know, maybe that's shining in my own stuff. You know, but I consider that a blessing.
Now, basically, you can rap under any beat. I already, you know, anybody go on YouTube without a beat, obviously can rap on any beat, even if they came with opera and put a drum beat under it, you could put it down.
Yeah, probably. I would try. Yeah, I would definitely be intrigued to try. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you could. So, do you like to flip back and forth, like you said? Would you be interested in doing all kind of styles on one CD?
Yeah.
I bet that would be phenomenal to hear.
You know, I mean, and I guess, like, Let My Music Speak has elements of that, you know. I mean, there's a West Coast banger on there. There's a ballad on there. There's some spoken word from Big Rube of the Dungeon Family on there. There's a dance track at the end. There's all rap songs. There's combos. And I think that was kind of an intentional design. But I'd like to probably take it even farther than that, you know, just have one record where it just took the extremes of all of those different styles. And, you know, the industry hates that, and I'm sure that's why they hate me. It's just, like, what do you do with that? They never know what to do with me. It's like, you know, we want you to pick one style. Like, it's either got to be rap or singing. And I was like, did you say that to Lauryn Hill, or did you let her do both? And how many Grammys did she win when she put out that record? Right. So we're not going to give up one just because you think that's better for marketing. So I think that's where we don't ever really seem to agree. But I'd love to, you know, I'd love to test out styles. I just think, you know, that's how you advance. I probably listen to music that people wouldn't expect, from deep house to world music to, you know, I listen to the club stuff. I know what's going on in the clubs. I know what's going on adult alternative stations. I listen to old school soul. And I think that's really important in my personal desire to manipulate many different things. You know, that's where that comes from.
So if I ever heard you on a hyphy beat with E-40, don't be surprised, right?
That would be true. You know what? I spent some time out in the Bay. I know the drill over there. So, you know, I definitely, you know, it's got its own sound. And, it could happen. It could happen.
Who did you listen to growing up? What was your musical influences besides your... Your parents, you said your mother, she was a singer.
She's a singer, and she's definitely, you know, she was more into the singer-songwriter stuff. So, you know, she definitely did a lot more of the Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Mamas and the Papas, the Beatles, you know, Led Zeppelin. She kind of also transitioned into, you know, the Carly Simon, James Taylor, Elton John, Billy Joel type styles. So I got a lot of that. Fleetwood Mac is still one of my top five favorite bands. I started to get into Motown a lot, so I really started tuning in on, like, Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin. I played jazz, so I did, you know, the Miles Davis and the Dizzy Gillespie and the Ella Fitzgerald and the Billie Holiday. I also, you know, kind of transitioned with alternative eras. So it's like, you know, you have those powerful ballad hooks, and you know, you had your Sound Gardens and your Stone Temple Pilots and all of that. And really, I just kind of listened to it all. And I don't know that I really idolized anybody. I just loved different things about different people. In the hip hop world, you know, there were some females at the time that were kind of doing their thing. MC Light, I obviously, I get compared to vocally a lot. Strangely, she's not somebody that I listen to as often. I was much more kind of about, I did love Queen Latifah's vocals. I just thought she just had this strength behind it. You know, on the female side.
She could also sing, too.
She could, you know, and I wish she would have done more of that back in the day, truthfully, because I just thought her rhyme was right on. The Brat was doing her thing at like 16, I think she was, when she came out, and I thought that was fresh, that she had her own kind of funky, you know, she got where Jermaine Dupri. So there were some females at the time that were kind of doing it up, and you know, obviously there was the Tupacs and the Biggies, and you had NWA prior to that, and Beastie Boys, and some of these people that were doing these really cool things. Cool Moe Dee, Eric B. and Rakim, you know, Tribe, Wu-Tang. I think, you know, I really tried to just dive into it all, and there were all these different styles to dive into. I wasn't faithful to one coast or another. I didn't, you know, just hate on one side or another of a dispute. You know, I love Nas, I love Jay. I could kind of pull all these different things, especially those artists at their prime. Like Jay at his prime, Nas at his prime, Biggie at his prime. You know, I mean, it was just, there was beautiful things to pull from all of it. But I probably, to be honest with you, listened less to that and more to other genres, because I knew that I spent so much time writing rap and flipping styles that I really wanted to start to get other melodies and things into the actual song. I didn't want it to just be a looped beat where it was like 16 bars, 8 bar hooks, 16. I wanted bridges and transitions and drops and live instrumentation. And so I wanted to take it to a different level early on.
Right. So your knowledge of hip hop is impressive, because I'm an old cat, so I'm like listening to you going, yeah, I know that because I've got the records. You know what I'm saying? I lived in the era. And I know you couldn't have lived in the era because you look like, you know, you were born yesterday.
I do have a young face. You know, I'm 31, which still kind of puts me, you know, kind of, I think, into a different part of the hip-hop era. But I don't think that you can really appreciate the art unless you go back. And by going back, I mean going back even just beyond hip-hop, into jazz, into classical, into, you know, where do they actually sample these from, you know, type things. And I mean, again, like, music's just been with me, and I believe that you need to study it and understand it before you can make an impact in it, you know?
You know, we was talking live, and I was right here with you. I would have to get up and give you a hug, because that's exactly what everybody needs to do before they even do any music. They need to study their own craft so they'll know. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Oh, my God.
Agreed.
I might have to incorporate this in the intro in one of my shows.
Feel free. You know, I think it's you got to treat it like a job, and that's where I see a lot of people get twisted. It's like, you know, you don't just overnight decide you're going to become a doctor. You go back and you read about the advancements. You read where we started, where we made mistakes, you know, where we're at today, and you learn. You learn about it before you get your degree or your title or whatever it is. And I don't think that you're exempt from that just because you got a cool voice and you can write some bars. Like, I think that's a mistake, you know. And if you get too arrogant right off the bat just because you have that, I think it's less likely that you'll have longevity, because, you know, people expect you to keep it the same but also keep it fresh. And there's a very fine line to that. You know, they get bored really easily, and you have to be able to switch it up just enough. And if you just think you're the shit and you're just done, then you're done before you even started, as far as I'm concerned. So to any young individual that's looking to get into it, this is a business, you know, and it's not for everybody. In fact, it's not for most. So do your research and get your learn on and be humble and, you know that you'll never know it all, and you need to do what you can to get that education to the best of your ability and apply that. Be grateful that somebody gave you some roadmaps to read from.
The song Unstoppable.
Yes.
One
of my favorites.
You're sounding very unstoppable right now, because with that knowledge, that helps the whole. And I mean, you know, just by listening to you and not knowing what you knew, that explains the whole thing, why I'm sitting there feeling you so much, because of your knowledge and everything that you know about your craft. So I applaud you for that. The song
Thank
Unstoppable.
You. Yes.
Explain that.
I know
that
about it.
Yes.
Unstoppable was the last joint that was recorded. It's got Doc on it. Doc I've worked with probably for a decade, maybe a little bit beyond. He was part of the original Fab Stats crew in Portland. and his flow is fresh, and I had a couple features already, and I write and I sound different with him than I sound with anybody else, and we collab a lot, and I really wanted him on this record, and we got the beat, went to the motel that night, wrote to it, came prepared in the studio the next day, put it together, and you know, I'm proud of the outcome. I'm not rapping on it, so it's nice just to have him be able to shine and do his thing, but I am singing on it, and I feel like the collab and the concept was the final piece that I needed to put the album to rest. So Unstoppable is what came out of that.
Gotta push it along. Ain't nobody gonna hold me in the box no more. I never knew that I could feel this strong. Long road with the rough and rail. Never really been the friend to spit it how I feel. But untold underneath the skin.
Time kill.
Hesitation was a block for real deal. Seen life in my own control. Me and my son in the hospital. Face broke on under the knife. Whole time just praying Lord save his life. Take mine and exchange if you got it. But if you let us smoke go, I'm going hotter. Promise, the loneliest the guard of me. Ain't a force that exists that's stopping me. Crazy, maybe. But you can't see what I can't see. Just understand possibly. Can't do none if not do me. Can't let things just slip by. Blessed me, let them have a second try. And I know there won't be no third. Make it the most of what I got in that hurt.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable. Got the low, I needed help. Getting back was hard without beating myself. All I have to do is. Everyone but you. Oh, it's something when you turn it all around. Yeah, ain't it funny when there's nothing more that you can do. Oh, ain't it something when you start to come around.
No turning back, nah. Gotta keep it moving. Gotta make that change when you make your mind with your alpha suing. Yeah. This for the true and living. Never let them take away your vision. Keep pushing till you got that pull. Stay real and unstoppable.
When I was down, I searched inside. Too much time spent trying to survive this life. Right now, what I'm doing is me. I'm unstoppable. Got the low, I needed help.
To the whole thing, I wanted to listen to it here so I get the first reaction. And I'm loving what I'm hearing, because like I said, from the first, when I first heard you without any music, I knew it would be good. And you had that feeling. Yeah, I always had that feeling when I hear something, and I know it's going to be good for me to listen to, and a lot of my people listen to as well. I got a caller on the line, 720-720. This is ATAZP Live with BK. You have something to say? Area code 720.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna put them back. Wait a minute. Yes, we didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said my question is, would BK be doing any shows in Denver?
Working on putting that together right now. Looking to set up a West Coast tour here first, probably, and then kind of transition it all the way to the East. So I definitely think that I'll be hitting Denver. I know some people out there.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Where have you performed before?
Mainly up to actually down the West Coast. So I've definitely hit some spots here in L.A. I've spent in San Francisco, Oakland, Seattle, Portland. And I actually haven't had the chance to take it across, and that's really what I want to do. So I'm actually setting that up right now and putting together the live band, because I definitely, you know, I have a vision for the show the way that I want it. So DJ,
right.
Live band, some really cool featured musicians. I'm fortunate enough to be in a tremendous circle. So I have a lot of these great people around me. So setting up some tours here, and I definitely, you know, if you haven't been to bkswaye.com, bkswaye.com, it'll keep you informed of all of those things, keep you in my network, from the blogs to the 1 minute spit videos to the shows to any merchandise, because we're putting that together too. I throw contests a lot, so everybody should know that, you know, just through a really great remix contest from the album where I gave the acapellas to anybody that wanted to try and manipulate them. Cash prize, industry judges, and, you know, it went to Definite Beats out in Chandler, Arizona. You can cop that track on the website, music videos. So definitely check in with that, because I think it'll have everything that everybody is looking for, one-stop shop style.
And what is the website again? And also other websites that you're on, so people can hit you up and look you up?
Yeah. Actually, the best part about the website is you can link to the Twitter and the Facebook and the SoundCloud and buy the record on, you know, all its various platforms. So it's bkswaye.com, and you know, everything's right there. So it just makes it easy. I just wanted
cool.
People to just click and go.
Well, BK, I'm gonna tell you, I like I said, when I first heard you, I was already like, yeah, I'm feeling this, so I need to get with her and get her on the show. And I love the music.
Thank you.
A couple of friends that I directed your way, to actually, because I reposted that video and on my Facebook page, and a couple of friends came through and listened and was, like, really feeling it as well. So
I appreciate the support.
You have a unique sound. I want you to stay with it. Never be deterred or thrown a curveball. Just duck it and keep going straight forward, because there's a lot of people who want to mold and shape this industry in the way they want it to sound. And I think it's people like you that come out original, having their own sound. Everybody's got a voice, so everybody's voice should be different, not the same. And I applaud you again for sounding different. And making my head move, for real.
That makes me happy to hear you say that. You know, I out of all the things that people could say, that probably means the most to me. You know, I just want to do me, you know, do what I know and do me, and hope that people hear it. And those that do, I feel blessed to have them feel that way.
I'm going to end with a BK song, My Way Thing, and also Home. I'm going to play back to back, Home and My Way Thing. BK, again, thank you for coming through. And whenever you got something new, make sure you hit me up. And also, when you come through to ATL, make sure you hit me up. If you're performing, I got to come and
You know, I'm definitely, that's got to be one of the spots that I swoop through. So I'll definitely be out there, and I will definitely be making a personal phone call to you and come and hang out.
Let me know. Just let me know.
I will.
This is BK, my way thing and home, ending special artist, special day on ATAZP.
I took the beer back till the ounces go down, trying to ease that feeling that I am being trapped. I'm in a dark room, let the music resume, the only thing that doesn't put me in a bad mood. I'm feeling sad too, depression got me low. Even in the studio, I got no control. 1 minute on it, next minute can't even call it appalling. It's trying to act like you're balling when you were falling off it. Not even making profit, I'm doing music for free, because nobody will drop to cop a CD. I'm tired of cherry picking, the very instant somebody makes a decision not to listen to the rest of the vision. That makes no sense to me, and so the rest will be. I spend the best of me riding about the worst to see. Unfortunately for me, the subject matter I speak is something closer to home than what I hope it will be.
Right back to the same old place, like I've never been here before. Might make all the same mistakes, but I really don't care no more. Right back to the same old spot, like I got a new right to sin. Might take me a while to stop, I'm on that my way thing again.
I hit the booze hard. One sip and I drift into a place where it doesn't matter who you are. I'm feeling nothing, man. I know the pain is there, but I'm still unaware of everything, but I don't care. Call me ungrateful, no longer hateful, but I'm playing a game, a Russian roulette right at your table. You see the poker face? You saw a smile today, but in the night it goes away to another place. Holler if you hear me, if you go home so alone and nothing matters, cause you're feeling fucking empty. Nobody tempt me, I might fucking explode. I never know when the moment's gonna slip my control. So better stay away, don't with the roads I take. They keep on leading me right back to all the starting gates. I ain't impressed cause I've been here before. Already walked through this door when I said no more.
Right back to the same old place, like I've never been here before. Been here before. Might make all the same mistakes, but I really don't care no more. Really don't care no more. Right back to the same old spot, like I got a new right to sin.
A new right to sin.
Might take me a while to stop, I'm on that my way thing again.
My way thing again. I let the juice flow. One sip and I know that all the problems gonna drift in just a minute or so. And I just keep pounding, not really thinking about it. I just continue on my way, push away and drown it. Got a million reasons, none of them excuses. It's fucking useless to argue when you know what you're doing. And you could try to blame, I guess that isn't for me. I'd rather keep it to me than hear what I told you be. Really quiet, these days are feeling long. My nights feel even longer, I'm awake through the dawn. Ain't no shut eye, the pain is just mounting. I'm feeling tongue-tied, wondering what it will take to finally wake its sunrise. If you have an opinion, then keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear anything about me needing help. I already know I'm selling my soul to the D, but ain't nobody make decisions for me.
Right back to the same old place, like I've never been here before. Been here before. Might make all the same mistakes, but I really don't care no more. Really don't care no more. Right back to the same old spot, like I got a new right to sin.
A new right to sin.
Might take me a while to stop, I'm on that my way thing again.
My way thing again.
Life's travels are not really about the destination, but the journey. Because no matter where you go, you always come back home.
I don't know what's done, I'm rolling on. I don't know what path I'll take. No, I don't know what road I'm strolling on. I just know.
Back to
chill a while. Take your seat back, relax my inner child. Take a deep breath in, listen to the wind blowing in my ear, like they're knowing that I'm home again. And when the snow comes in, never feeling numb, here it comes. Get some peace in quick before the evening's done. Every season is special and the reason is seeing it is quite the sight to see, and I'll be feeling it. It's where my spirit is, where I learned the way. Where I live today is just a place that I could say is where I stay, where I lay my head. But all my thoughts are back home, the only place where I could get in the zone. You know, I miss the nature walk, hiking in the trees, cool breezes on my face, sunshine to warm my cheeks. This peak season now, real reason how we grow. Snowfall is cleanser for the soul. It's cold, but not so cold. You feel the thing in the air, a thing and they stare. The feeling that I bring them is rare, and I'm grateful. I learned to get my being prepared. I swear I'm blinking, I'm there. I'm thinking of my
soul of the clap can snare you into the flies, the traps. Whisk me to where knowledge is piling. A forest of poetry is where the wind leaves whispers on the leaves of the poorest trees. Transport me to that magnificent dimension, the antithesis of existence under ignorance's dominion. Drop me off home, where the pines meet the peaches. It's red clay and day, I can travel to the beaches. Unravel many mysteries as I travel through the reaches of time and space. Our time and place is now, so we can reap this. Cause it's been so, but any fabric's only as strong as the thread that's wove. I know you've been told, it's so close and so distant. I don't always know the path, but I never ever forget the mission. We're going home.